So what are some questions, you know, a starting out investor could ask a mortgage broker?
The very first thing you want to do is you want to ask that mortgage broker if there's an advance fee.
What does that mean?
That means some mortgage brokers will charge you upfront their fee to go look for a loan for you.
Okay, so approximately how much is that?
Depending on the amount of loan, it could be as much as $5,000, maybe more.
Huh.
If that's the type of broker that you're talking to, thank them for their time and walk out the door.
Because they want too much upfront.
There's no guarantee that you're going to get the loan and you won't get your money back.
And I understand you don't charge a fee, do you?
I don't charge any fees at all.
If you get the loan, you get your money. If you
well,
don't get...
I do charge a fee. I don't collect my fee unless the loan is funded to the client.
Right, or you only pass on fees that may cost.
For example, an appraisal or an engineering study, but that's just pass-through money. That doesn't come to me. I make no money off of it.
Right. So there's a difference between a fee for processing, for starting to talk to you, versus passing through fees that are part of the process.
Right. Now, a mortgage broker may charge you a nominal fee if he has to do packaging, but if you're prepared and you have everything that that mortgage broker needs to present a loan, there's no reason for an application fee or a packaging fee because you've already done that for him.
But would you say maybe a fee, because I've been charged like $200 and $300, would you say that's reasonable?
That's typically reasonable, depending on the type of loan and the size of the loan.
Okay.
The mortgage broker may be using somebody to put this together, and he will have to pay them, or the copying costs. For some loan applications, there's a lot of paperwork, and copying is expensive.
The underwriting process or the secretarial part of it.
Exactly.
Right. What other questions would you ask a mortgage broker to find out they're good or bad?
Well, you want to sit down with them and you want to know whether or not the broker you're talking to is really a representative or has direct access to a lender.
What does that mean?
It means that the broker will go directly to the person...
Who has the money.
Who has the money.
Okay.
Now, the third thing you want to know about a broker is how well do they actually know the loan programs? You want to sit down, you want to spend time with the loan broker to make sure... And ask him lots of questions about what you're doing, the programs that are available. Make sure that he doesn't defer that to somebody else up the stream or a loan underwriter because...
Waste of time again.
Really a waste of time.
And risky.
And risky because you're putting a lot of credence into the loan broker for closing a deal in a short period of time. If he doesn't know his stuff and what's needed, not only is it going to cost you time, but you're going to probably lose the property.
Good. So all this is great advice, and like I said, every time I meet Peter, you know, I always have questions because I'm chasing down one deal or trying another deal or trying to put another package together. And like I said, Peter is a great friend and great advisor, and he's essential to my team as far as being a professional investor. I know there's a lot more to go through. As you said, there's very few books on this subject. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. There's many books on how to buy a home for yourself to live in. I've not been able to find... a single book that's out there that helps you...
For the investor.
For the investor.
Who's always looking for different mortgage programs.
Exactly.